from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. As part of a group, you can meet with Mayor Michelle Boileau and the councillor or councillors for your ward at a meeting in October. Five of them are planned, one for each ward. The mayor says just show up and there will be some structure to the events.
Updates on some of the bigger projects and then some updates specific to their ward before we will go into a Q&A portion.
You can ask or comment on anything in your ward. Councillors are especially interested in your input into what should go into next year's budget. Find out when and where your ward meeting is over on MyTimmonsNow.com. A second updated COVID-19 vaccine that targets the newer variants has been given the green light. Health Canada has approved Pfizer's reformulated shot for anyone 6 months and older. It will be distributed in the coming weeks. It appears Ontario students are improving in the three R's. The Education and Accountability Office has released the results of standardized testing. There is an overall gain of 2 to 5% in math scores in grades 6 and 9, and moderate gains in reading and writing. Two orchestras from opposite sides of Northern Ontario play together on Saturday, October 7th, when the Timmins Symphony welcomes the Thunder Bay Symphony to the auditorium at Terrio. Northern Connections launches the new season for the Timmins Group. Director Josh Wood says it opens with the orchestras teaming up on a medley from Les Miserables. Then Thunder Bay plays a few, including the march from the third movement of Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony. Wood calls it a barn burner.
Speaking of barn burners, we kick off the second half with the overture to Candide by Leonard Bernstein. He was a genius American composer, conductor, just an incredible all-around musician.
More details are available in the audio of our interview with Josh Wood at MyTimmonsNow.com. In Country 93.1 Sports, NOJHL action tonight has the Iroquois Falls Storm entertaining the Hearst Lumberjacks at the Just Jordan Arena. Puck drop is 7 o'clock. The two teams meet again tomorrow night, this time in Hearst, also at 7. Be the first to know. Get daily and weekly news alerts directly to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.